First thing I need to do this afternoon is acknowledge my co-author, Renee Alboet. Renee was a former undergraduate student in the Department of Agriculture and Applied Economics at Texas Tech. This report I'm giving you today is based in part on his senior research project. I would also like to acknowledge support from the from Cotton Incorporated and the Texas State Support Committee, not for specifically this study, but for supporting our work over a long period of time that has enabled this study to be done. We are aware, have long been aware of the fact that competitive markets require market price information to function efficiently. This was the reason that market price information was established initially. That was to increase market pricing efficiency. For agricultural commodities in the United States, this market price reporting is the function of the Agricultural Marketing Service of USDA. This is one of the primary reasons that AMS was established. In this whole process, an often forgotten condition for price reporting to achieve market efficiency, however, is that the information must be accurate. There is a lot of literature out there addressing the economics of information and its role in market systems. There is very little, as it turns out there on the effect of inaccurate price information, but the literature that is out there makes it clear that inaccurate price information works the opposite of accurate price information. That is, it causes market inefficiency and misallocation of resources. So, we need to add on top of this the recognition that price reporting is substantially more difficult for cotton than it is for just about any other commodity. At least three factors make this so. One, it has a tremendous number of quality dimensions. To illustrate this, hypothetically, if you use all of the specific quality designations recognized by USDA, it is hypothetically possible to have over 41 million bales of cotton, no two alike. So try to get your mind around the problem of price reporting on that one. Secondly, we have learned the values of these attributes in this price reporting system are intertwined. That is to say, for example, the value of a specific amount of fiber strength is not independent of the amount of or the level of fiber length that it is combined with. So you've got this very complex system that in addition varies over time. Because of all these complexities, pricing accuracy merits our constant attention. The objective of this study was to determine the extent to which USDA's reporting of cotton prices and quality premiums and discounts has become more accurate over time. Our approach in this particular analysis, we compared patterns of the daily spot cotton quotations, quality premiums and discounts over time with those of the daily price estimation system. Now, the daily price estimation system is an econometric-based price analysis and reporting system that we built at Texas Tech beginning back around 1988 and has been in since about 1990 or so, has been in continuous operation. The daily price estimation system, in this study, we have assumed it to represent the actual market because we know its accuracy. It has been documented, and these procedures and results have been reported in no fewer than I believe it's 6 refereed journals. It is also a fact that that currently it is the only alternative to the daily spots for this particular type of information. However, it is limited by the data sources to the two markets in Texas and Oklahoma, and Barbara has just described that system to you. In our study, we used annual average premiums and discount data from 2000 through 2005 for West Texas and East Texas, Oklahoma, from the two sources. We did not go back before 2000 because of some changes in the official price reporting system that took place in 2000. We looked at two things. Number one, to ask the question, is the premiums and discounts, are they significantly different? Are the spot quotes, premiums and discounts, significantly different from the market? And if they are they diverging or converging over time? There were two main parts of the analysis. One is we did a t-test of average accuracy over the 6-year period, and then we analyzed the patterns over time. We did not look at all combinations of these attributes. And what I show on this slide is what specifically we looked at. Instead of looking at the 19 potential different color designations, we looked at fundamentally high, good and poor color, with colors 21, 61, and 43. High and low leaf are levels of that represent high and low leaf, high and low staple, etc. We did not undertake an analysis of every possibility, but we tried to pick representative ones for above and below the base. In presenting the findings, and let me say that I have to compress the findings a great deal in this presentation. Many details are in the proceedings paper, and many more details than that are in the technical report underlying the proceedings paper. But what I am going to do is cover 4 cases that illustrate different patterns here. One of the cases is where the quotations are significantly different from the market, and the differences are constant over time. Secondly, where the quotes are not different from the market, where the quotes are different from the market but converging, and then different and diverging. So then I will give you a table which tries to bring this together somewhat in an overall summary over the entire set of attributes and the two regions. First, let's look at where the quotations are significantly different from the market. And the case I chose for this was color 21 in West Texas. And you can see here, what we have here are the spot quotes here. These are the color premiums from the spot quotes, and here we have the actual annual and the trend. And down here we have the daily price estimation system, which we're taking to represent the market. And again, we have the annual averages and the trend. And you can see here that the spot quotes were significantly higher, the color premiums were significantly higher than the market. And if you look at the trend lines, these two trend lines are parallel. So the differences were constant. Case two is where the quotes are not significantly different from the market. And as you can see here, we have the same pattern shown, but there's little difference here. You can particularly see this if you look at the trend lines. And what numerical differences you see here are not statistically significant. Third case, where they're different from the market but converging, I chose leaf six to represent this case. And as you can see here, if you look at the trend lines, they are converging. That is, the spot quotes are gravitating over time toward the market values. And in the last illustration, where the quotes are different and diverging, this was the case, for example, with color 61 in the West Texas market. And you can see here where the discounts for color 61, the spot quote discounts, are not as great as the market discounts. So I should perhaps comment here that it, in terms of impact on market efficiency, it does not matter whether the discounts reported are higher or lower than the market, you still produce that misallocation as a result. This table, and this table contains a lot of information. I need to refer you to the proceedings paper for this table. But what I've tried to do here is pull these 28 cases that we examined together. There are 14 attribute levels that we examined for each of two regions, making 28 different things analyzed here. And here, what I show is an answer to the question, are the quotes significantly different from the market over the average over the period? And that is shown in this column. And then we look at whether the trends are converging or diverging. For example, color 21, there was a significant difference between the spot quotes and the market for color 21 in both regions. In West Texas, it was constant, but in East Texas, Oklahoma, and in each case, the answers represent both areas except where there's a parenthetical addition. And for example, the pattern was diverging for color 21 in East Texas, Oklahoma, but not for West Texas. If we look at leaf six, there was a significant difference in both regions, and it was converging in both regions. So this table takes some digesting. Here I try to pull this sort of into a bottom line focus. Of these 28 cases, In 13 of them that we analyzed, the quotes were not different from the market or improving in accuracy, that is, converging. In judgmental terms, we might say that the quotes are good or getting better. On the other hand, in 14 of the 28 cases, the quotes were different or diverging, that is, deteriorating in their accuracy. Or judgmentally, we could say they are poor or getting worse. This then suggests that there may be, with respect to, for more of the, there's almost an even number of these attributes that we analyzed for which things are getting better versus getting worse. But this does not say that's the cases for which the efficiency is improving versus not improving, or perhaps decreasing. What we don't know is whether overall the market is gaining or losing in efficiency. To answer that question, we need to examine the changes in each attribute and the dollar values of gains and losses in that marketplace. This study does not answer that question, does not address that question. And in fact, we have not figured out how to try to answer that question. So I will stop there and thank you for your attention.